弟兄姐妹朋友们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Can you put that song up again?
This morning, when the choir was singing,
把这个歌词打出来给我们看。
So they showed us the lyrics.
结果我一看，我就心里面就说，这就是今天讲到的经文呢。
As soon as I saw it, I said to myself, this is precisely the verses that I'm going to preach on today.
诗班这首歌大概练了几个礼拜了，我也没有跟王教授交通说我们什么时候讲什么样的经文，结果这个题目就是今天哥罗西书第四章里面出来的，你知道吗？
There has been no communication whatsoever between Professor Wang and myself, but we see that there's a precise agreement betweenThe lyrics of this song and Bible verses that I'm going to talk about today.
是今天讲到的经文，但是并不是今天讲到的重点。
The same as today's Bible verses, but the lyrics won't be what is being said in the lyrics won't be the focus of.My sermon today.
这个爱惜光阴是从哪里出来的？是哥罗西书第四章第五节。
The very word redeem the time comes from Colossians chapter 4, verse 5.
这个爱惜光阴所讲到的不是我们平常好像我们自己给自己一个提醒，我们也教导孩子说这个要爱惜光阴。
In this Bible context,redeem the time or make opportunity of time, make the most of your opportunity should not be understood in the ordinary sense when sometimes we will teach our children to value or to treasure time rather than waste time.
这个珍惜光阴在原文里面所要告诉我们的，就是要紧紧的抓住神所赐给我们的每一个机会。
In this Bible context, to redeem the time or make the most of every opportunity, meaning that we have to seize every opportunity that God has given us.
对，这个英文的歌词的这个名称 Redeem the Time 是钦定本 King James Version 里面的翻译。
So Redeem the Time comes from King James Version.
这个是原文讲到的，是把时间赎回来。
And this is what the original was talking about, meaning 什么？
Literally redeeming the time.
Redeeming the time.
Not just making the best use of time, but literally redeeming the time. 就是说要把神所赐给我们这个时间的价值好好的把它运用。
That means we have to make the best use of time that God has given us.
所以是神赐给我们，待会儿我们看这个经文的时候我们就会看到。
So we have to keep in mind that here time refers to the time that God has given us.
讲到我们属于神的儿女，我们的生命的价值在哪里？
This is about the value of our lives for us as the children of God.
神要我们用我们的生命在这个世上所做的是什么事？
What is that God wants us to use the time that he has given us to do?
所以呢，才会讲到我们要爱惜光阴，我们要将神所赐给我们的每一个时刻为主而用。
So we have to love or to treasure time to make the most use of the time that's given us for God's purpose.
这是将神所赐给我们的生命活出来。
That is, in other words, that means we have to live out.The life that God has given us.
这是将主耶稣基督的救恩能够传给不信的人。
Or to put it differently, that means we have to spread or proclaim the gospel that Jesus Christ has given us to outsiders or to those who are yet to believe in Christ.
今天早上, 出门之前,
this morning, before I left home,
那个我太太在帮我老二梳头,
my wife was helping my second
二年级的女儿,
the daughter to tidy up for church.
结果我就听到这个二女儿问妈妈一个问题。
And I heard, overheard that my daughter asked her mom a question.
她说,妈妈,最近我常常想到,我头脑里常常会浮现一个问题。
She said that, mom, recently I have often thought about a question.
她说,神到底是从哪里来的?
Where is God from?
那我就开,我要听Cindy怎么回答她。
So I was eager to hear how Cindy would respond to this question. Because sometimes a mom would say, I cannot answer your question, just ask your dad. But this time, Cindy knows the answer. Cindy said that God is there forever. There's no beginning, no origin.
对,我听到我女儿问这个问题,我心里面就在想,
But upon hearing my daughter ask this question, I thought to myself,
这是一个很好的问题,
This is a very good question.
让我有机会可以教育她, 让她知道神是自在永在的。
Because it allows us parents to educate her, to let her know that God has no beginning, has no end. God is what He is.
神不是人,他是创造人的神。
God is not man, rather God is the maker of man.
然后我们也可以谈到神是一位造物主,但是他是怎么样爱人。
Also, we know that even though God is the maker of all heaven and earth, we also know how much He loves us human beings.
他怎么样爱我的女儿 Clara?
How much He loves my daughter Clara.
他怎么样差遣主耶稣基督来拯救她?
How did He send His only begotten Son to come to earth to save her?
这个是一个机会。
This is an opportunity for us parents.
你知道爱惜光阴传福音,我们常常想的去外地去传福音。
Very often, we may associate with making the most of opportunity with spreading gospel in a foreign land, for instance.
暑假选两个星期去做个短宣。
Or maybe so we may use 2 weeks of time during the summer to participate in some short mission activities.
或者邀请我们不认识的人来教会 VBS 听福音。
Or maybe we will just make the opportunity, most opportunity of time by inviting people to come to church to attend VBS.
这些都是。
Of course, there's nothing wrong about it.
但是如果我们知道这个是里面讲的爱惜光阴是紧紧抓住神所赐给我们的每一个机会,
But if we understand that in this context, making the most use of the opportunity means to seize every moment that God has given us.
孩子很天真的一个问题。
So this may be just a question raised by a child.
或是你记得我儿子问的那个问题?
Or perhaps you remember the question that my son asked before.
钉子和榔头是不是神造的?
So, nail and
hammer.
Hammer, yeah. Are they made by God?
他上礼拜又问一次了。
And he asked me this question again last week.
所以他还不懂。
So that means he still doesn't understand.
但是每一个机会都是神要我们让我们用生命去传递他的福音的。
But at any rate, every opportunity is given by God, and God intends for us to spread the gospel for Him.
好，我们来看哥罗西书第四章，我们一起来读第二到第六节。
So let's turn to Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6.
你们要恒切祷告，在此进行感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能因讲基督的奥秘，我为此被困锁，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人相交，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
The English version of this is NIV. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早晨我们聚集在一起，我们是来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Together, today we get together in order to worship you as a group.
主，当属于你的儿女聚集在一起的时候，这就是你的教会。
Dear Lord, when people who belong to you gather together, then this is church.
当我们一起来拥戴你，来敬拜你的时候，主，我们知道你就喜悦我们所献上的敬拜。
When we together worship you in love and in adoration, we know that you delight in this worship.
主，你让我们借着唱诗，让我们借着祷告，我们来亲近你。
You let us draw near to you through singing hymns and through praying.
你也在祷告当中，也在你的话语教导当中，主，你亲近我们。
And in prayers, you draw yourself near to us.
主，今天求主你借着圣灵向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us in Holy Spirit.
让你的话语，你生命赐生命的话语进入我们的心中。
That your word, which is the word of life and the light, can go deep into our heart.
能够在我们的心中生根。
And it can take roots in our heart.
能够在我们的生活当中结果。
And also to bear fruit in our daily lives.
我们仰望你。
We look to you for help.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
哥罗西书第四章，我们已经将要把哥罗西书讲完了。
We are moving toward the end of this book, Colossians.
今天我们讲的这五节经文，事实上就是哥罗西书的结语了。
The five verses that we are going to work on this morning, actually it may be regarded as the conclusive statements of this book.
弟兄姐妹们，记得哥罗西书的主题是什么吗
？Do you brothers and sisters remember, what is the theme of this book, Colossians?
哥罗西书的主题是主耶稣基督的超越。
The theme of Colossians is the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
他是在万物之上。
He is above all things.
他是在所有一切被造之物之上。
He is above all the things that are created.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
而且因为他是那位拯救人的救世主。
Also because he is the one who is the God who saves us.
他在人的智慧之上。
He is above human wisdom.
甚至在人所定规的一切的教条律法之上。
He is even above all the rules and regulations that are established by man.
他是独一的。
He is unique.
他是完全的。
He is perfect.
他是神所赐给我们的真生命唯一的基础。
He is the only foundation of the life that God Father has given us.
这是哥罗西书的重点，是第一章跟第二章所讲的。
So this is the main thesis of Colossians.
但因为主耶稣基督是我们生命的基础。
And because Jesus Christ is the foundation of our life.
以至于我们的生命可以为主发光。
So much so that we can shine God's light through our lives.
在第三章里面我们讲到基督徒有十三项与众不同的特点。
In chapter 3, we saw that before that there are three characteristics, three characteristics which distinguish Christians from non-Christians.
是这个世人是没有主耶稣基督生命的人是达不到的。
Those who do not have the life of Jesus Christ can never attend this characteristics.
是胜过罪恶的能力。
Because of this, all characteristics, they can overcome and overcome evil.
是使人与人之间、国与国之间唯一能够达到和平的能力。
Is the kind of power, the only power that can produce accomplish peace between man and man, between nation and nation, or even between race and race.
是能够将真爱、怜悯，还有真爱、怜悯和温柔表现的能力。
This is a power that can manifest a true, genuine love and compassion and mercy.
然后上周刘长老也跟我们分享，也是让我们能够改变我们家庭生活的一个能力。
As Elder Liu shared with us last week, this is also the power that can transform the relations between members in a family, in a household.
所以当使徒保罗把神的心意跟神的儿女讲了之后，
So after Paul told God's children the will, the heart of God like this.
当我们重新被提醒，知道主耶稣基督是生命的基础。
When we as God's children once again are reminded that Jesus Christ is the Savior of human beings and of us.
他在最后提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
After Paul has done all of this, toward the end of this book, he reminds us of one very important matter.
他跟神的儿女说，你们要恒切的祷告，并且要在这祷告的这件事情上面要警醒感恩。
This is what he says to God's children. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
我们今天讲到的这个重点就是祷告。
Today, the focus of my sermon is on prayer.
祷告对一个基督徒来说，弟兄姐妹，是一个不可或缺的一个功课。
Dear brothers and sisters, praying for children of God is indispensable.
我们都知道做一个基督徒读经很重要。
We all know that as Christians, reading the Bible is very important.
我们都知道我们对神的话要有更深的了解。
We all know that as God's children, we have to have an even deeper understanding of God's word.
我们都知道我们要认识神的话，所以我们可以遵照神的话来行事。
We all know that the reason that we have to know God's word is that we can live it out in our lives accordingly.
可是我们多半对祷告的认识不够。
But very often sort of neglect or do not understand fully the power of prayer.
你看保罗在教导哥罗西的信徒的时候，
as you can see, when Paul is teaching the Christians in Colossians.
他结尾的时候，他要提醒弟兄姐妹们的是什么？
At the end, remind brothers and sisters of one very important thing.
是要祷告。
That is, devote yourself to prayer.
这是一个命令式的指示。
This is a instructions, a imperative given by Paul to Christians.
不是建议你们祷告。
It's not just a suggestion or advice.
也不是提醒你们祷告。
It's not just a reminder that we have to pray.
是要祷告。
It is that you must pray.
而且在祷告当中要恒切。
Also, the manner that you pray is devote yourself to or do it earnestly.
在祷告里面，这件事上是要警醒的。
And for praying, the attitude had of Christians are watchful and watchful.
而且是要心存感恩的。
And thankful.
所以我们可以这样子说，弟兄姐妹。
So we may conclude.
基督，主耶稣基督是我们生命的基础。
Jesus Christ is the foundation of our life.
可是祷告是我们在神里面与神的生命的连结。
And through prayer, we connect our lives with God.
祷告是我们在神里面生命的连结。
Prayer is our connection with the life, the connection of our life with God.
我们要对祷告有一个正确的认识，我们才可以知道圣经里面所教导我们的祷告是什么样子的祷告。
We have to have a correct understanding of prayers. Only then will we be able to know what prayer means in Bible.
多半信徒都知道祷告重要。
Most Christians know that pray is very important.
甚至每天祷告是很重要的。
They even know that praying to God on a daily basis.It's very important.
可是我们做什么样的祷告啊?
But what kind of prayers we offer to God?
谢饭祷告。
Before we eat our meal, we say grace.
我们要让人知道我们是基督徒，所以吃饭以前闭眼睛低头祷告谢饭。
We want other people to know that we are Christians, so before we eat, we bow our head.And pray.
如果不谢饭祷告，好像是对神很大的不敬。
And if we don't do it, it seems that it's a very disrespectful attitude toward God.
这是多半信徒对祷告的认识，就到这边。
This is the understanding of most Christians, believers, with regard to pray.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，这不是祷告。
But we should not end here. This I can tell you, this is not pray.
这个是谢饭。
This is only give thanks to God for His provisions.
这是祷告的一种。
This is only one kind of prayers.
这是祷告的一部分。
This is only a part of prayer.
如果我们认为祷告只是谢饭，那这第二节我们就是，你们在吃饭前要记得祷告。
If we think that praying to God is identical with saying grace, then the second verse should read, you have to devote yourself to prayer before eating.
然后呢，不要忘记要谢饭。
And then it should read, don't forget to say grace before eating.
那我如果每天吃饭之前我谢饭，我记得谢饭，没有忘记祷告，我第二节我就 达到了，我已经在祷告了，是不是？
So if we understand praying in that sense, then as long as we offer our praise before every time when we eat, then we may regard ourselves as having fulfilled the instructions given in verse 2.
那除了谢饭之外，我们对祷告还有什么认识？
Then what else do we know about praying besides saying grace?
我有需要的时候，我到神的面前求他。
When I have some needs, then I go before God and I pray.
这个我们多半都知道。
Most of us know this.
自己要办事，办成了就没事了。
If we accomplish something, then we have then that's the matter, then that's all.
可是如果我办事我办不成，或我能力不足，或者有环境的影响。
But if I cannot succeed in doing what I want to do, cannot succeed in accomplishing it because of my inability or because of other reasons,
那我当然就到神面前求了。
Then, of course, the next step is for me to go before the Lord and seek His help.
神啊，你帮助我。
God, would you please help me?
神，你赐给我力量。
Would you please give me strength?
神，你帮助我们这个环境，能够使我达到我需要做的事情。
Would you control the surroundings so that I can accomplish my goal?
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个也不是祷告。
Brothers and sisters, do you know this is not a genuine prayer?
这是什么？
What is this?
这是祈求。
This is begging.
是不是？
Isn't it?
祈求跟神求是祷告的一种。
You beg God for something, and this is one kind of prayer.
是祷告的一小部分。
This is a small part of prayer.
可是这不是祷告。
But this cannot be is equivalent to prayer.
有需要的时候向神求，这个谁都是很自然的就会做到的。
It is a natural human reaction that whenever we have need, we come before God to seek His help.
我们都听过这样的 一种说法。
We all hear this before.
当一个无神论者碰到有需要的时候，马上他就信神了。
When an atheist meet with some troubles, or when he has a need, then immediately he believe in God.
不拜佛的人都会临时抱佛脚。So you have to do this in English. Doesn't make sense in Chinese.
So, anyway, if you do not believe in God, whatever that God is, but when you have needs, you will just do it, believe in God, or beg for God's help in that moment.
Right. Even an atheist in the moment of need would say, oh, God, help me. Right? So all of a sudden, believes in God. 所以这些只是祷告的一部分。
So, this is only a part of prayer.
你知道在圣经里面祷告这个词事实上是一个特定的用法。
Do you know that in the Bible, prayer, this particular term has its particular special meanings?
也就是说在圣经里面我们可以看到感恩这个词。
It's the same with the term thanks or thankful.
我们可以看见祈求这个词。
We can we also in the Bible we see such terms as praying or seeking supplication.
或甚至为别人代求
or intercession.
Right. 然后呢有祷告
and then we also see such term as prayer.
也就是说他们其实他们内容是不一样的。
That means all these terms carry different contents.
弟兄姐妹，祷告是什么？
So, brothers and sisters, what it means by prayer?
我刚刚讲到，祷告是我们在神里面生命的联合。
As I said before, praying means we connect our life with God.
祷告对基督徒来讲
，For Christians，
祷告像是我们人的呼吸一样。
Praying is just like a breathing of a person。
是维持生命不可或缺的一个要素。
It is the element that maintains one's life。
因为你的这个一呼一吸之间是维持你的生命。
Because you maintain or your life can be sustained only through breathing.
不呼吸了就没生命。
If you do not breathe, then that means you are no longer alive.
所以是一个很自然的生命，一个活的生命的一个表现和必要。
So this is a very natural outpouring of somebody's life, which is the life coming from God.
我们的生命是在主耶稣基督里面被塑造的。
Our life is being molded in Christ by God.
神拯救了我们。
God saved us.
神赐给了我们这个生命。
He gave us a new life.
这个生命是属于他的。
And this life belongs to him.
这个生命与他是结合的。
This life has connections with him.
有生命的就有呼吸。
If one has, is alive, then one naturally can breathe.
有生命的就会祷告。
If one is alive, then naturally one will pray.
祷告就是人与神之间一个信徒与他的主之间的一个很自然的交流。
So prayer may be understood as a communication, a very natural essential communication between God and His children.
是跟神讲话。
This means to speak to God.
是跟神沟通。
This means to communicate with God.
是与神同行。
This means to walk alongside God.
你知道在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
In Thessalonians chapter
First Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
Chapter 5.
第十六、十七、十八节
Verses
17 and 18. 这边说要常常喜乐。
16. Be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
对，有人就说这个不住的祷告，跟这边我们在哥罗西书第四章第二节讲到恒切的祷告，这样的一个境界怎么做得到？
Some people may ask, pray quote unquote continuously and devote yourself to a prayer, as we saw in Colossians. How can we accomplish this?
恒切就是积极不断的，是不是？
So in Chinese, 恒切 means positively, actively, and continually.
那我们怎么一天到晚都是在跟神祷告？
So how can it be humanly possible that we pray to God all day long and all day all day long, day and night.
所以你就碰到一些基督徒。
So you may run into some Christians.
他说我要不住的，我要恒切的祷告。
He says that I'm going to pray continually. I'm going to devote myself to prayer.
所以从早到晚，你就听到他说感谢主，哈利路亚，阿门，赞美主。
So you can hear him just give thanks.Praise to Lord all day long, day and night.
是一个不住的祷告、恒切祷告的表现，这是错的。
This is for him. This is a demonstration or of what it means by a prayer continuously and devote oneself to prayer.
你知道有些基督徒也有念珠的。
And this is wrong. And you know, some Christians, they are just like Buddhists.
Yeah, they hold a rosary.
They hold rosary.
Prayer beads. 因为你要整天不住的祷告，可是我不可能啊。
Because if we are asked to pray in continuously day and night, that's not possible.
所以我手上拿着这个念珠，每一颗珠就是代表我在跟神祷告。
So, I hold a rosary
or prayer beads.
Or prayer beads in my hands, and that means I pray to God.
那也是错的。
And that's wrong.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们要跟神恒切不住的祷告？
Dear brothers and sisters, why is it that we have to pray continuously?
因为我的生命是跟神联合的。
That's because my life is connected with God's life.
我的思想，我的意念。
My thoughts.
我在生活上面，我一切的考虑，我所做的决定。
All my thinkings or considerations in daily lives.
都是从我的这个新的生命，主耶稣基督所赐予我的生命而来。
All arise from the new life, the life that Jesus Christ gave us.
所以我与神是结合的。
So I am united with God.
我与神是不分隔的。
I am inseparable from God.
我是不断地与神对话的。
I am continually communicating with my God.
神的话，你的这个圣经里面的话，借着圣灵是怎么样子的来提醒我？
God, through the Holy Spirit, God uses His word to remind us.
我怎么样将我个人的私意怎么样子降服在神的旨意之下？
How do I surrender my will to God's will?
我怎么样将我的眼目从我自己或者是我自己属于我自己范围里面的好处而能够仰望神？
How do I turn away from all worldly things from myself to God?
我怎么样成天这个做决定，我思想的时候从一个向内看的一个观念变成向外看，为他人的好处去着想？
How do I instead of looking to my own benefits, I look for the benefits of other people.
这个一方面来说，弟兄姐妹，是一个自然的现象。
All that I have said above, from a perspective, this is a very natural reaction.
因为跟神的生命有连接，我们自然就会跟神有祷告。
Because once we are connected with God, then very naturally we just pray to God.
但是同时，因为人的这个老我，或者说是这个人性的关系，我们需要刻意的把祷告这件事情摆在我们的心中。
But on the other hand, because there is a still old self and the world remaining in us, so we have to deliberately turn our eyes toward God.
所以保罗在这边讲。
So Paul says this.
祷告跟着你们的生命是非常的重要的。
So pray and your life, they are very closely related.
我们作为神的儿女，我们都要在祷告的这个功课上面，我们要更多的下功夫。
And they are essential to us Christians, and we have to devote our time and energy and thought to prayer.
我们要首先对他有正确的了解和认识。
First of all, we need to have a correct understanding of prayer.
然后我们开始在我们的生活里面，我们开始去学习和经历。
And then in our daily lives, we practice it, we experience it.
然后我们就可以看见神之所以赐给我们这个祷告的福分是为了什么。
And then we will understand what a kind of blessing, a blessing that God has given us in prayer.
我们在这几节里面，我们看到祷告有五个特点。
In the few verses that we have read, we see five characteristics of prayer.
第一个我们刚刚提到了，就是在第二节里面说到，我们祷告要恒切，或者是要不住的祷告。
The first characteristic or feature in association with a prayer is, as we just said, devote or earnestly, fervently, zealously pray.
第二点，就是我们在祷告的这件事情上面，我们要警醒。
And the second point is in association with prayer is that we are to be watchful.
警醒是什么意思?
What does mean by being watchful?
不懒惰。
It means not lazy.
不被动的。
It means not being pushed, forced to do it.
And not doing it passively.
Or not doing it passively.
我们乃是要刻意的去做。
But rather we do it deliberately.
而且我们要专心的去做。
Also, we have to do it with concentration and focused attention.
这个进行讲到的也就是说祷告需要成为一个操练。
So, What implies in being watchful is that prayer is a kind of discipline.
所以不是只是吃饭之前祷告。
So it's not only limited to saying grace before eating a meal.
也不再只是在我们有需要的时候祷告。
So it's not just restricted to prayer when we are in need.
而是我们有固定的愿意花时间的去与神交谈。
Rather, a prayer has to be done on a regular basis.
为什么我们说灵修读经的时候要花时间跟神祷告?
Why is that we say that when we do devotions, we have to spend time praying to God?
为什么我们在团契里面弟兄姐妹彼此分享之后呢我们要再来到神的面前彼此代祷?
Why is that after we share with each other, for instance, in a fellowship time, we have to come together before God to pray?
为什么我们教会每周四固定的在一起有一个半小时、两个小时的时间聚在一起为教会的事工、为教会的肢体彼此祷告。
Why is that? We have a weekly prayer meeting on Thursday night, so that brothers and sisters can gather together to pray for other brothers and sisters and for church, for ministries.
为什么我们去九九拍团单之前，我们要在一起祷告
？Why is that? We have to pray as a group before we pass out flyers.
不是形式。
This is not just a formality.
这也不是因为基督徒祷告，所以我们就祷告。
This is not just because we are Christians, so we have to pray.
不是因为这个是加诸于我们身上的一种教条。
No, this is not a rule or regulation imposed on us.
这是因为我们知道我们服事的目的和对象是什么。
This is because we know the objective and the goal. And the target of our service.
我们服事的目的是将神所赐给我们的生命分享给他人。
Our service means we share with other people the life that God has given us.
我们服事的对象是赐给我们生命的主。
The target that for our service is We are doing service, all the ministries services for God.
Who gives us life?
Who gives us life?
第三个，我们看到祷告的特性，要存感恩的心。
The third pronounced feature for prayer is that we have to have a thankful heart.
你看，刚刚我们在帖撒罗尼迦第五章第十八节也讲到，凡事要谢恩。
This is also mentioned in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
我们来到神面前的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我们所感恩的不是神所赐给了我们什么好处。
When we come before God, when we give our thanks to God, what we are thankful for is not just the things, the provisions themselves,of God.
我们人的眼光实在是太肤浅了。
Our human beings are really very superficial. We are so short-sighted.
我们看的事情多半还是属于这个世界上面的事情。
What we set our eyes on are normally or usually things in this world.
谢谢神赐给我健康。
I thank God because He gives me health.
谢谢神帮助我的家庭。
I thank God because He helps my family.
谢谢神给我一个好的工作。
I thank God because He gives me a good job.
谢谢神，谢谢神让我能够看到我的亲人。
I thank God because I can see my relatives, friends.
这些都是好事，弟兄姐妹。
Of course, these are all good things.
可是我们如果只为我们自己在世上感受到的好处而感谢神的话，
However, if we only thank God for what we can have in this world,
那我们在世上碰到患难、痛苦、疾病、死亡的时候，我们怎么感谢神？
Then, how can we thank God? Or what can we thank God for if we meet adversity?
我们的眼光要从怎么样？这个世界上面的人事物要移开到主耶稣基督的身上。
So we have to turn our eyes away from the things and people, persons, etc. in this world.To God.
我们，你知道我们要怎么样来到神的面前，跟神交谈、祷告的时候，怎么样能够满心的感恩
？How can we come before God with a genuine thankfulness？
因为每一次我们来到神的面前的时候，我们就纪念到主耶稣基督的爱。
Whenever we come before God, we should remember the love.And the compassion and mercy of and grace of Jesus Christ.
我就想到在这个世上，不论是顺境，不论是逆境，我都是蒙爱的人。
Whenever we come before God, we should remind ourselves of whether in adversity or in prosperity, we have to thank God.
就算事情不顺利
，Even if we meet adversity，
就算我还是在与罪恶挣扎。
Even if I'm still struggling in sins,
可是我借着祷告来到神面前的时候，我是满心感恩的。
But through prayer, when I come before God, I am still full of thanks.
因为神不再数算我的罪恶。
Because God does not consider my sins anymore.
因为主耶稣基督已经为我的罪而死。
Because Jesus Christ already died for my sins.
而只要我在神的面前是坦诚的，他会赦免我的罪。
As long as I come before God with complete honesty and bold confidence,
而且他是
He will definitely forgive my sins.
而且他是完完全全的接纳我的。
Also, we also know in full confidence that God accepts us fully.
弟兄姐妹，这个叫做祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is what means by prayer.
这是在神的灵里面与神的生命有很亲密的交流。
This is a connection, a communication, an intimate relationship with God in Holy Spirit.
我们存感恩的心来到神的面前。
We come before God with a thankful heart.
中文这个感恩这个字很有意思。
I think the Chinese word感恩 is very interesting.
事实上跟原文比较相像。
Actually, I think the Chinese version 感恩 is closer to the original.
是感谢神所赐予我们的恩典。
This the Chinese expression 感恩 means thanks for the grace that God gave me.
希腊文里面用的这个字感恩就是讲到神的恩典。
When in the original language in Greek, that is what the original means.
好，我们看祷告的第四点的特点是什么
？So let's now move on to the fourth characteristic of prayer.
这个很有意思，是在第三节和第四节里面。
This is also very intriguing. Is implied in verses 3 and 4.
保罗跟信徒们说。你们也要为我们祷告，求神能够给我开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，并且能够按着我所该说的话将这个奥秘讲明白。
And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should.
你看保罗这边讲的又是一个什么命令式
？As you can see, this sentence, these two sentences are also imperatives.、
要为我们祷告。
you have to pray for us.
保罗在这边请信徒为他的事工祷告。
Paul here believers to pray for his ministry.
你知道我常常提醒弟兄姐妹们，就是说，神的话是不浪费的。
I often remind brothers and sisters, God never wastes his word.
不必要说的事情，他不会多说。
He would not say, use one more word for unnecessary thing.
但是重要的事情，他会不断的提醒我们。
But for what he considers important things, he will say it over and over again.
如果祷告没有带着实质的力量和必要性的话
，If a prayer itself did not carry with it a genuine power and strength.
那神不会要求信徒们为那传福音的人祷告。
Then God would not ask believers to pray for those who spread the gospel for him.
当保罗跟信徒们说为我们传福音祷告的时候
，When Paul said to believers that they are to pray for them.
他是说你们的祷告是必要的。
He is actually saying, your praying is essential.
是对我们这些做工的人来讲是必要的。
It is of vital importance, for us, God's workers.
因为它是带着实质的能力的。
Because it carries, with it a genuine power and strength.
并且是讨神喜悦的。
Also, a praying is pleasing to God.
保罗自己在哥罗西书第一章第三节的时候，在开始跟信徒们交通的时候，他就说了：“我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，我们也是怎么样，常常为你们祷告。”
Back in chapter 1, verse 3, Paul said, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you."
弟兄姐妹，祷告不是跟空气打拳。
So, brothers and sisters, prayer is not just a kind of breathing the air.
Beating the air.
Beating the air.
祷告也不是得到心灵里面的一种安慰。
And prayer is not just for a spiritual consolation.
祷告是到神的面前支取神的能力。
Pray is to come before God to receive strength and power of God from Him.
Okay, 所以这个祷告这边第四个特点就是祷告是带着实质能力的。
So the fourth characteristic of prayer is that a prayer carries with it a essential and unmistakable power and strength.
这也是为什么我们祷告的原因。
And this is also the reason why we have to pray.
这也是为什么祷告能够带给我们生命里面的力量。
This is also why prayer can bring us strength in life.
这也是为什么祷告在一个基督徒的生命里面是他生命成长的一个要素。
This is also why praying is essential element for a Christian to grow.
一个会祷告的信徒一定是一个灵命成长的信徒。
A Christian who knows how to pray must be a Christian who can grow or who grows spiritually constantly.
但是当然相反的来说，一个不祷告的基督徒
of course,
他就是一个生命软弱的基督徒。
Of course, on the other hand, if a Christiandoes not pray or does not pray often, then he must be a spiritually weak Christian.
第五个祷告的特点
The fifth characteristic of prayer
就是我们祷告的时候我们所求的首先是神的心意而不是我们个人的需要
is that when we come before the Lord and the prayer, we must first seek after his will instead of our human needs.
你看第三节的时候你就知道。
You can see this in verse 3.
保罗在写哥罗西书的时候他本人是被收到监牢里面的。
when Paul was writing this book or this letter, he himself was imprisoned.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我如果下到监牢里面去
，Dear brothers and sisters, if we were to be jailed today,
写信回去给教会的弟兄姐妹
，and we were to write a letter to our church brothers and sisters,
代祷事项是什么
？What would be our prayer items for them to pray for？
让我早日从这个监狱里面释放出来吧。
We would say, "Pray for me so that I can be released."
我这是冤狱啊。
I am jailed. Due to injustice.
可是你看弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
保罗完全没有他为他的这个环境，和他所面临最直接的这个生活上面需要的这个患难，他去要求弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Paul did not ask brothers and sisters to pray for his physical surroundings, for his most urgent needs in life.
反而他祈求的是什么？
On the contrary, what does he ask for?
神所托付给我的，神在我身上面的心意，求你为我祷告，让我能够好好的执行。
He asked brothers and sisters to pray for him so that God may open a door for our message, so that he may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
你知道，对保罗来讲，下监狱没什么大不了。
So as far as Paul is concerned, being jailed, put in prison is nothing.
可是他今天之所以被下到监牢里面，就是因为他在传耶稣的福音。
The very reason that he is put in prison is because he proclaims gospel.
但是他说，神知道我的需要。
But he says, God knows my needs.
我的重点不是我，我的重点不是我的环境。
My concern is not me myself. My concern is rather God's business.
我的重点是神的心意。
My concern is the will or the heart of God.
让我能够将神所要我传的福音能够传出去。
And His heart, His will, is for me to spread.The gospel, proclaim the gospel for him.
讲该说的话。
His will and his heart is that I speak what I should speak.
只要我追求的是神的国，神的义。
As long as I pursue God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
我个人的需要，我生活的环境，神都会添加于我。
God will take care of my personal needs.
这也是主耶稣基督的话。
This is also said by Jesus Christ before.
所以我们讲到在哥罗西书里面说，基督是生命的基础。
So in Colossians, one of the themes is that Jesus Christ is the life of the foundation of life.
祷告是我们与神的连结。
Prayer is a connection, the means by which.We connect with God.
也是我们生命成长的要素。
It is also an essential element for our spiritual life to grow.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？那说话跟行事就是我们生命的表现。
And brothers and sisters, do you know that speech or words and deeds are the manifestation of our life?
保罗在第五节跟第六节就跟我们交代得很清楚。
So, in verses 5 and 6, Paul talk about this point that our words and our deeds are the outward expression of our life.
用智慧与人交往，这个原文如果正式的翻译就是我们在行事为人上面要有智慧。
Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. In the original version, this means 什么?
Conduct. The way we conduct ourselves.
That in whether in speech or in conduct, we have to be wise.
这个智慧, 弟兄姐妹, 圣经上面讲到智慧的时候, 不是讲到人的智慧。
Dear brothers and sisters, wise or wisdom in the Bible context does not refer to human wisdom.
不是平常我们讲到人经验的累积赐给我们智慧。
It's not that kind of wisdom accumulated because of experiences.
真正的智慧是从神来的。
The genuine wisdom comes from God.
而智慧 在圣经里面教导我们的定义是什么？神的话借着圣灵的带领，使我们去行事为人，这个叫做智慧。
And the Bible defines wise or wisdom as to practice God's word, as using God's word as our guidance and principles, and put it into practice in life.
当我们经验神的话。 借着圣灵的带领，让我们在行事为人上面看见神的工作。
When we experience God's working in our conduct or life or speech or conduct by obeying His word.
Right. 这个智慧，弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到的时候，我们是感谢神的。
So when we see this kind of wisdom, when we experience this kind of wisdom, we are thankful to God.
这个不可爱的人，我要怎么样子去柔和的去与他相对呢？
So this person who is not adorable, lovable, how do I deal with him?
其他人攻击我的时候，我要怎么样子去回应他？
When I am under attack from other people, how do I respond?
当工作环境或家庭生活是我非常不满意的时候，我要用什么样的方式去对待这些家人或者是工作上面的这些伙伴呢？
When I am not happy with family life or work environment, how do I cope with this kind of situation?
当神的话给我们指示，我们也顺着圣灵去行的时候，
When God's word give us directions, and we also abide by it and also put it into practice, then we see that God gives us wisdom.
那个智慧不是我们人的智慧,
and that kind of wisdom is not from us, but rather is from God.
最后第六节讲到，除了行为之外，言语上面要有和气。
Verse 6 talks about, in addition to conduct, verse 6 talks about speech or words.
这个中文翻译成和气，好像就是个人说话的时候温温和和的，脸带笑容。
So the Chinese translation 和气 may be misleading for the readers. It may mean speaking to other people gently.
可是你知道这个和气原文是什么?
But in the original version,
就是恩典。
This 和气 actually means grace.
就是恩惠。
It means grace.
我们跟人,
loving kindness.
我们跟人交谈的时候, 我们要怎么样? 像神带我们的那样子, 用恩典的去与人交谈。
As God treats us with grace. So when we converse with people, we should be full of grace.
弟兄姐妹，你看祷告在我们行事为人、跟我们与人说话交谈的时候是多重要的。
So you can see the importance of prayer to our conduct, our behavior, and our speech.
我们如果不知道神的恩典， 我们怎么样子用那种恩典的心去与人交谈呢？
If we don't understand grace of God, how can we interact with people with the grace of God?
我们与人交谈的时候，我们之间的应对就要像是主耶稣基督带我们的样子一样。
when we interact with people, we are to have the manner and the heart that is of Jesus Christ treating us.
这边说常常带着和气或常常带着恩典，你知道弟兄姐妹，保罗不是说常常，保罗是说一概都是要用恩典与人相对。
In Chinese, the Chinese translation is 常常 which may mean frequently. However, in the original, actually, it means at all times or be always.
Yeah, always. 一概都是如此。所以弟兄姐妹，我们靠人，我们当然可以常常努力，是不是？
Of course, if we rely on human strength or human power, of course we can frequently make efforts.
但是没有祷告，没有跟神生命的联合，我们是做不到一概都是如此的。
But without prayer, it's humanly impossible for us to be always or to be without exception or to be at all times full of grace.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So, brothers and sisters,
我们要在祷告这个功课上面，我们要成长。
So we have to learn prayer.
我们知道祷告
in prayer.
我们知道祷告是我们跟神的生命这个连结的一个要素。
We know prayer is an important element for us to connect our lives with God.
这是一个生命的表现。
This is an outpouring or the expression, our expression of life.
可是也是一个生命很自然，是一个生命很自然的现象，可是也是一个我们必要刻意去追求的一个功课。
On one hand, this is a natural outpouring of spiritual life inside. On the other hand, it has to be done or has to be accomplished through deliberate efforts.
让我们记得这祷告五个特点。
So let us remember, keep in mind these five characteristics of prayer.
我们要恒切。
First, be earnest.
我们要警醒。
Watchful.
我们要存感恩的心。
And thankful.
我们要知道祷告是带着实质能力的。
Prayer has in it a genuine, unmistakable.Power.
我们祷告的时候学习先寻求神的心意。
When we pray, we have to seek first His will, His heart.
在祷告当中转眼看神，而不是看自己的需要。
When praying, we need to turn our eyes away from the world to God.
我们已经与基督一同复活了。
We are already risen with Jesus Christ.
所以我们在祷告当中，我们要思念上面的事，而不是地上的事。
So when we pray, we have to consider things above rather than things on this earth.
哥罗西书三章一到二节。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 1 to 2.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们原本是何等不配，是代罪的人。
Originally, initially, we were sinners.
我们顶撞你。
We were unworthy of you. We offended you.
我们为私欲而活。
We sinned against you, and we lived for our own desires.
今天我们蒙了你的拯救。
Today, we have received your salvation.
得到了神的恩典。
We have received your grace.
与主耶稣一同复活了。
We are already arisen with Jesus Christ.
有从神而来的那真正丰富的生命。
We also have a new life that is full that comes from God.
但是许多时候我们还是在这个新的生命里面，我们是软弱的在走。
But often,We are still spiritually very weak.
无力的生
活。Even though we have this new life.
在生活当中感到无力。
In our lives, we often feel that we are powerless.
或在生活当中又转向依靠我们自己的能力和思想。
Or sometimes we even turn away from God and turn back to our own strength, our own thinking.
我们忽略了你所赐给我们这个祷告的，这个祷告的权柄。
We forget the power of prayer that you have given us.
我们忘记了祷告在我们生命里面的必要性。
We forget that prayer is so essential in our life.
求主你今天借着你自己的话语提醒我们，向我们说话。
May you then speak to us today through your word.
主让我们认清到祷告就是与你之间的交谈。
Let us see clearly that prayer is essentially a talk, a conversation between you and us.
祷告是使我们能够与你的生命连结。
Prayer enabled us to connect our life with yours.
祷告使你能够赐给我们生命当中的活力。
Prayer can give us a renewed strength in life.
主让我们在祷告的这件事情上面能够有你的怜悯。
Would you please give us mercy in this lesson teaching about prayer?
让我们学习积极的。
Help us to learn positively.
专注的。
Actively and with focus.
借着祷告来亲近你。
Draw ourselves near to you through prayer.
借着祷告来服侍人。
To serve other people through prayers.
借着祷告被你带领，被你坚定。
And be led by you, be strengthened by you through prayers.
听我们的祷告。
We ask you to hear our prayer.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.